to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates, Bible with Mick, weather with Rick, and a whole lot more. So buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial, because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. It's Wellness Week, and today is Wash Your Hands Day. So you want to wash your hands. It's good to wash your hands. Don't wash them like so much they get like dried out and bloody and whatever. That's not good. But wash your hands before you eat. Wash your hands after you use the restroom. Wash your hands before you stick your finger in your eye. Keep clean. That's a great lesson to learn. Really important. Also, tomorrow night is the spring concert. Lots of fun. And our 8th grade trip leaves for Williamsburg today. So we'll keep them in our prayers as they travel. Our trip to the Ark in the Creation Museum for 7th grade leaves tomorrow. There's lots of exciting things happening here at Providence Academy. But now it's time for the diceiest section of our show. We've got weather with Rick. Soundboard's been crazy this week. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, rain showers with sunshine later in the day. High 69, low of 43. But you know, my little sister's been missing for a week. The police told me to prepare for the worst. So I had to go to Goodwill and get all her stuff back. I'm just joking. She's not actually missing. It's just a goof. That is being goofy. I love my little sister. She's the best. All right. I believe you. I believe you. Now it's time for Weird Science Facts. It takes your body around 12 hours to completely digest food. So there you go. What goes in must come out. Takes 12 hours to run that trip. But people that are going to be just sending out some cake in about 12 hours because it's their birthday. Andrew Ingram and Caden Carson, it is your birthday. Hope you have a fantastic day. Live it up. Eat some cake. Blow out some candles. Happy dance with friends. Sing a song.
Happy birthday.
It's your birthday. God made you.
Happy birthday.
That's a blessing. Happy birthday. What a blessing it is. All right, now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We have Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. Check out my volcano model. I took a glass Coke bottle and poured some baking soda inside. Then I wrapped the bottle with brown clay and added some fake grass and trees and things to make it look more legit. In this cup over here, I have some vinegar that I mixed with just a little bit of red food coloring. Watch what happens when I pour the vinegar into the top of the volcano. Ooh, I could do this all day. It's so satisfying. See, the vinegar reacts with the baking soda and produces a foamy eruption. As cool as this looks, sometimes we're like a volcano. Sometimes when we mix with certain people or certain situations, we also have a reaction. And sometimes that reaction causes us to blow our top like this volcano. We get super angry. The Bible talks a lot about being angry. Even Jesus got angry and flipped tables over in the temple. Being angry isn't a sin. It's what we do when we're angry that can become sinful. Jesus didn't flip tables over because he felt like it. He was trying to get rid of the sinful people who made the temple a den of robbers. See, they were selling things for people to buy sacrifice to God. But something wasn't right about it. The Bible doesn't say exactly, but the fact that they were called robbers makes me think either they were selling animals that were not perfect, but saying they were perfect for sacrificing, or they were charging way too much money. Either way, the people in the temple selling animals were ripping the ones coming to worship off. That makes God angry. And if it makes God angry, You better believe God's son's going to do something about it. Jesus was righteously angry. This is the only time we read about Jesus reacting this way, though. Every other time that Jesus was upset, he handled it with a very calm spirit. Ephesians 4 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." This isn't telling us not to get angry. It's telling us to quickly get over it, being gracious to each other. Once this volcano erupts, I can't put everything back inside. That's what's happening when the words that we say, when we erupt, we can't take those words back either. Anger is not a sin. It's an emotion that even God feels. We just have to keep it in check so that we don't sin in our anger.
Well, that's a great point, Mick. You know, this week we've been studying what the Bible has to say about truth. And truth is so important. And the way that we define truth here at Providence Academy is we believe that the Word of God is truth. And Jesus Christ is the living example of truth. So today's Deep Thoughts verse is Psalm 119. It says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever." That's such a beautiful verse because it really defines, where we got our definition. The sum of your word is truth. So if you're in school here in your third grade or second grade above, you know what the sum is. It's the total collection. The sum of your word is truth. So we have to know God's word in its entirety. We have to study it from start to finish. To be right handlers of truth in God's word is so important. And then the things that God has asked us to do in his word, they endure forever. That God didn't put his laws in place or his Ten Commandments in place and then say, "Oh, I'm going to change those later." He gave us forgiveness when we break those in his son Jesus. But his truth and his law and his righteous rules, they endure forever. They're eternal. That's something we can count on. And I'm just grateful to have a God that is full of truth. So let's pray to him. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God of truth. A God that doesn't try to trick us or deceive us, but that you just give us your truth in plain writing in your word. What a gift that is. So Lord, we ask that you help us to walk in that truth. Help us to love your law. Help us to love your son Jesus and the forgiveness that he's given us and the ability to live as free people. But help us to walk in that well. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have got Bible, science, history, spelling, English, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.